Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I never knew that song.
Who sings that song?
Like,
One Republic. One Republic.
I don't know them.
Yeah,
I know
I
them, but I don't know them.
They sing that song.
I feel like it's like a Pete Wentz band, kind of.
One
vibe.
Republic. And all I need is the air I breathe. You don't remember that song?
No.
And a place to rest my head. And they sing that song.
It's kind of like Creed.
This is gotta be the good life.
I don't know.
That was in the trailer for that movie One Day starring Anne Hathaway. And
where she gets like hit by a bus.
And she has an Irish accent. Like, why? I'm like, other than Renee Zellweger, no American, or Gwyneth, no American is allowed to have a British accent.
Gwyneth is barely allowed to do it. She gets a pass.
Renee Zellweger, fully British.
Yeah. Oh, she is British.
She's fucking British.
She's half British.
Yeah. It's like when people are like, so-and-so can say fag. Renee Walzer.
Gwyneth gets a pass on that for me, too.
Yeah, she can, too. But Renee Zellweger she's the only American allowed.
Yeah. I think after Judy, Renee will get the F-bomb pass as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Meryl. Honestly, she can do all the accents, but like, she's Meryl.
Yeah.
It's always
Meryl at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She's a shapeshifter.
She is. She's also like, I will say, I like Meryl a lot. I'm a Meryl fan.
I know what you're going to say.
I haven't forgiven her for this moment where she was pretending to be shocked at the
Harvey Weinstein drama?
No, at the US Open. There were like paparazzi photos of her. You know, there's always like, oh, this celebrity's here. Celebrity's here. Meryl was there with like her children or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a tense match going on and the camera kept petting to her and she had her hands both on her cheeks going, oh.
I think she's always acting.
And I wanted to be like fraud.
Yeah.
Liar.
I think all those actresses of a certain age
always on.
Are always on, always like performing.
She was like, oh my God.
It
was
the ball that goes back and forth.
The ball. It hits the ground, it goes over the net. What's happening?
Someone swings, they someone hit it swings, out of bounds.
Someone serves.
40 love.
40 love. What does that mean?
Can you imagine having like an actress mom? That would be really difficult.
No, that would be...
That would kill me.
That would be really hard. Especially, can you imagine Meryl Streep as your mother?
And then like trying to be an actress?
Yeah.
That's like...
I just love her. 40 love.
40 love. Oh.
30 love. I've got a lot of love in this seat. How about that? I've got a lot of love for you. And you. And you.
She's about to do like a break into a full cabaret act.
But it just, it was like these just photos of her going, there's a gift, a gift, a gift, a gift of her just going, oh, oh. And I was like, for some me, I was like, jump the shark.
It's tennis.
Meryl.
You're right there. Finally don't cross out, the line.
You maybe cross
don't
the line
cross
there.
Cross the line, Meryl.
There was a woman in airport security when I was traveling recently that was like, there was a huge line. It was like 5 a.m. Like, you know, when you think you're going to get there early and then mm-hmm. there's like a fucking line up and you're like, great.
Yeah.
And I was just, everyone was pissed. And this woman got cut into the line where I was and the line was so far back. And she had, she was going, oh, I don't even know where I'm going. And it was like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, she was trying to like pretend to feign confusion.
Yeah,
like,
that she just like confusedly stepped into the front of the line. Yeah.
Oh, is this the line? Oh, I just, and I was like, in my head, I'm like, that's fucking Meryl at the US Open.
Was she fully Meryl'd?
Oh, I don't even know where I am right now.
That's what I would do when I was really drunk and would get like too drunk. And I one time got really drunk at like a work event and then mm-hmm. fell in front of my coworkers, but I tried to Meryl it and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, that just, oh my God, how did that even happen? And like, and just play it off
the
like
ground
a
just sort of like it met felt me. Like it met me. It came up and it met me.
We collided, the ground and I.
The ground collided with
completely
me.
Completely unexpectedly. Oh,
what's
my God,
happening
there's
here?
Nothing I could have possibly done aside from wear heels where that would have happened.
I couldn't have done nothing more. When the ground wants to meet you, there's nothing you can do.
You just have to say hello in any way you can.
A force, what is that saying? An object in force can't be stopped or something? It just keeps spinning and spinning.
That's just physics.
That's
my
just
God.
Physics. The ground meets you and... You have no choice but to meet it back.
You either shake hands or slap each other. My goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious. What a history.
What a history. We go way back.
Me and the ground.
Me and the ground. The ground's met me a few times. Well, I'll just tell you that. We'll just put it like that. I've met the ground. The ground's met me.
We're old friends, me
we're
and
old
the ground.
Friends, me and the ground.
Sometimes enemies.
We're double cheek kissers, me and the ground. We meet up. How
oh,
you, doing?
You again.
Hey. Oh, hello there.
Hey there. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I do that like, what?
Yeah, what's your biggest pretend moment? When do you really have to like pretend?
Oh, just like in every day?
Just like when you have to do like a Meryl moment.
Let me stew on this. What's another one for you?
Trying to think of one. I feel like when I got pulled over by a cop, I truly didn't realize I was being pulled over. But I'm trying to think of like a, oh my God.
Where you're like fully lying.
Yeah. It's truly where you're just fully lying and trying to play like so like shocked dumb.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. Maybe I'm living a pretty authentic life.
I try not to be like too nefarious in that.
Yeah.
But I've done it. I mean, I've done it.
I steal Splenda from Starbucks. And if someone was ever to catch me doing that, I would pull a Meryl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love Splenda so much you caught me.
Yeah. What's all this? They found their way into my pocket.
In there.
How'd this happen? They just sort of, I opened my pocket and they just hopped in. I can't control it.
Or I'd just be in. Like. You caught me. I love Splenda so much.
Oh my God.
Oh, I just don't ever want to put this much in my coffee in public because I know I would be judged.
Oh my God. I fear. I have a. Look, I'm working on it.
I have
insecure.
A Splenda addiction. I'm very insecure about it. You caught me. I have a lot to think about.
I'm admitting it. I'm going to take them, but I'm admitting it.
I'm going to take them and I'm going to put them in my coffee later and
I'll think about this.
That I put 40 Splenda in my coffee.
Fuck, I'm really trying to think.
I think it's a good sign when you don't have like a Meryl moment off the top of your
head. I just love the woman in the airport. What? She had her like her printed out ticket. Do you see? I can't see. Can you see? Tell me where to go. What is this kooky maze?
I tried at an airport to like board before my group was called, and then had like a they tell me no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it happened maybe once, and then I was embarrassed, and then I was like, okay.
I think I should be a little more Meryl in public because I get my jersey on.
You get peaked. You get a bee in your bonnet.
Yeah. I get mad. No, I just like, I get like, I'm like, okay. Like I have added, like Simon will always be like, he'll just like laugh because I'll like,
attitude.
Or I get really like we were in a cave.
You seem like you could channel like a very like Teresa Giudice.
A little, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's swirling around in there. But I've gotten better since working on myself. But I, like, we were in a, my boyfriend and I were in a cave in Sequoias with his friends and his brother. And it was...
like, that'll bring it right out of you.
Right? But no, these people, they were like, explicitly said, no flash photography before we got into the cave. And I was like, okay. So we all put our phones away. And I honestly don't even remember. Like, I feel like I blacked out. These people were just taking photos and it was distracting and it was lighting up the cave and it was taking away from the experience of like the natural
being
lighting
in the
there.
Cave, yeah.
So I took my flashlight on my phone and I just shone it in their eyes. Simon was like, whoa.
He's like, are you well?
He went into
a fugue state.
I did. I mean, he said he appreciated it, but I was like, I don't even remember. I was just like, and they didn't even notice, so it's like, didn't even matter. But like, I'm like really like,
I love not asking them to just stop, but just like shining a light in their eyes.
Okay. I was teaching. I like to teach lessons.
You love a teachable moment.
You
like a taste of their own medicine.
I do.
I appreciate that.
I do let things go, but like I. Yeah, especially since driving in LA, I get like...
oh, I have road rage.
Yeah, like I told you last week that I like chase someone, right?
No.
No, I was at the stoplight.
What?
I was at the stoplight and someone... and like I looked down at my phone because I like got an email or something.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the noise and I looked down. I looked up for probably like 0.5 seconds, the light changed.
Yeah.
I was the first one in line.
Yeah.
And I didn't move immediately.
Yeah.
And the person behind me just was honking and they drove really fast, like to the side of me. And I was like kind of scared.
You're like,
and they drove by and they went, huh. Like they like put their hands up and they were like, wait. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I went into a fugue state and I chased them to Crescent Heights. And then
did they know?
And I was flicking my lights at them and I was chasing them down. They drove really fast ahead of me. They were being aggressive with me.
You went full like Death Proof style.
I did.
Like Kurt Russell.
No, she was Kurt Russell and I was,
you were Rosario.
I was Zoe, whatever.
You were Zoe.
The stunt man, the stunt woman. But I like drove, I was being kind of insane, but I think it was a man. They were being insane.
Wow.
Like they drove right up beside, like they were, I was like, are you gonna sideswipe me?
I've been chased before on the road.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
It was scary. One time I was at like a stop, it was like a four-way stop sign, and it was my turn to go, but this other girl went and I just like honked at her and I was like, the fuck are you doing? And she reared back and hawked a loogie at my car out of her window. She spit at me.
Okay,
which is like,
that's
truly,
a line.
You are psychotic to spit, but
also, that is bad for the paint on the car.
This is gendered, but you're even more psychotic if you're a woman and you're spitting.
You said it.
I said it.
Yeah.
If you're a lady and you're hawking anger loogies at people.
You are not, this is not Titanic.
This ain't Titanic, sweetie.
Whoa. That is, I would never do that.
No.
If I did that, I would check myself in.
Yeah, that's like where it maybe goes too far.
Yeah.
You're like Frances McDormand in that movie where Jen Aniston plays like a housekeeper.
Oh, Friends with Money.
Friends with
Nicole
Money.
Nicole Hulful.
Hall Center.
Yeah.
Where she's like so angry and then finally like she has a meltdown and then she gets it together.
Yeah.
Except you wash your hair more than she does.
That movie... And they all live in like Laurel Canyon, right?
Yeah.
And she has like a gay husband.
They're all, yeah, her husband's like fully gay but mm-hmm. supportive.
And Ty Burrell is the other, remember?
Ty Burrell, yeah.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Watch that.
I love Jen Aniston. As she's just like, I gotta clean a house.
Like smoking weed.
I love depressed, like actor Jen.
I'm like a maid.
I feel like we always come back to Jen Aniston.
We do. Maids are a big part of this episode.
Maids are huge day laborers.
But first, we need to talk about two important things. So one, okay, we had to say this. So we are really happy that Jules is...
Oh my
So Jules Kirby,
okay,
her
yes.
Instagram, she has two,
Jules Kirby
She's
has
alive
been
and well.
Found. She's alive and well. We're here to report from the front lines that some readers
thank
found
you so
her
much.
Instagram and alerted us to her online presence.
She has two Instagrams. One of them is like a more low-key one.
One of them is like, I guess, her Finsta, maybe.
Yeah.
And then one of them is... Okay, so wait for this twist. Jules Kirby has... A full, like, she is an influencer.
She's 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah. And she goes by, like, a different name.
Jem.
Jem, I guess.
Yeah.
Or Julia.
She goes by Jem and Julia, I think.
And she has changed her entire face.
She looks like Sonia Morgan.
She looks like a young, like, she actually just looks exactly like Sonia Morgan.
It is, she got her face reconstructed.
She is a full new face, new tits. And
an insane body,
and she is a literal like travel Instagram.
She's like a
influencer.
Travel girl.
Yeah,
she goes to like Bali and just like
she travels thrice weekly.
Yeah, she takes photos of her in like a palatial bath.
Yeah,
like
she loves the water
with like sand down her back and like no one. It's like she's one of those people where you're like, who's taking these photos?
Yeah, who are you with?
Yeah.
And it's like, you'll never know.
They'll never know. And in her bio, she has like all the cities she's like dwells in.
Let's look. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's kind of important. She also went private. Also, we should say that
she goes,
we're really happy that let's just remember to not like make sure we're not harassing.
Yeah. You can't harass Jules. On, no readers of this pod. And everyone in general, but especially if you're on this pod, you cannot be harassing her online.
No cyberbullying.
No cyberbullying.
We can watch
please.
From afar.
We watch from afar and comment on it with each other.
Yeah.
But like, we need to let Jules be Jules. This is not meant
let bygones
to
be
we're not trying to do a takedown of anyone or like fuck with them. So she's like in Bermuda now, but like 2 days ago she was in New York. Her bio says golf, surf, bikini muse, ski tech,
crest.
La Encinitas, Newport, Rhode Island, Shelter, Hamptons, Paris, France, London, Ibiza, Madrid, D.C., Mallorca, München, St. Bart. Whoa. She's always on the move.
She's always on the go. I mean, she has some very, like, that's a post.
Yeah. She has, like, some scantily clad. She's always in a swimsuit. She is, like, showing off her abs. She's a new face.
She's a new, I mean, that is insane to me.
That's insane. This.
Wow. She also wears colored contacts, I think.
This looks more like the Jules we know and love.
Yeah. Don't you think she's wearing colored contacts?
I don't know. I thought I knew a lot of things, and it turns out that I know nothing.
But basically, oh my God.
Jules is like, she's reinvented herself.
I kind of want that coat.
Yeah. Is that a Burning Man?
Yeah. Basically,
like,
what
if you were at Burning Man and you ran into Jules?
She looks like, what's her name? From the Snap Pack. Gaia. Matisse.
Oh my God, yeah, she does look like her.
Basically, Jules has, she's transcended whatever reputation she had from this show or just like being in New York City and has just turned her life into like complete branded traveling. And she appears to be like this very like serene... Like, right? It's
yeah.
Like, it's like this very serene.
She's a love it. She's all about love and light now.
Yeah.
And so like she had, thankfully, the resources.
Color contacts.
The resources to scrub high society from the internet for a while and then go under the knife, reinvent herself, and now emerge as like just a beachy golf muse.
It's like Bella Hadid.
It is like Bella Hadid.
Wait, this is literally her on the go.
Jules is always on the go.
Look, she stopped to take a photo.
and then like Facetune the shit out of it. Some of her photos are Facetuned, some are not. Here's her birthday, which was in December.
She's a Sagittarius or a Capricorn.
I think she went to lunch with her mother. And then she said, thank you for supporting my wild dreaming soul and the insane pouring of in of well wishes today. Plus, on days you wouldn't know as strangers when I needed them the most. The truth is, today isn't about me. It's about those who helped me get to where I am. Every year I grow more comfortably because of those who love me no matter what. And fuck the rest. I mean it. Happily spending my birthday with my mom, trying to keep the eye rolls to a minimum every time she says, formidable. Je vous aime tout.
Oh, yeah, she speaks French.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see her mom.
Her mom just looks like a mom.
Yeah. So what is she? I love this. Warsaw, Poland. The tags on her Instagram are, oh, my God.
She's always traveling. She loves, and
she's a burner.
She's a burner, but, like, I don't trust people that love golf.
Yeah.
She's like, there's something, like, intrinsically wrong with you if you're into golfing.
Didn't one of your listeners say that she was, like, working as, like, a ski instructor?
I think she was a ski instructor because a reader sent us a video of someone skiing into Jules. Did you watch that video?
Oh, yeah. It was on... Jules has a YouTube channel.
Oh.
It was on her own YouTube channel. Jules Kirby has a YouTube channel. Also, this picture of her in a hijab.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of Jules in a hijab.
So. She's multicultural.
So there's a video that someone sent where it's just Jules Kirby, like, texting at the base of a mountain and a woman skiing, like, on one of those huge, like, ski jumps.
Yeah.
Plows the fuck into Jules.
Comes down fucking, like, 60 miles per hour and takes Jules out. Yeah.
And then Jules, like, is like, it's okay.
She, like, laughs.
Yeah.
And she's like, helps the girl up. I was like, are you the Jules Kirby that we all know?
It was a reenactment of Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fully what happened to Gwyneth. Ugh, I hope that guy rots in prison for the rest of his life.
Me too.
For doing that to my queen. Look at this. Jules has a photo of her in Bangkok laying on a bed with just a top and no bottoms on and a blanket.
And a pillow, a duvet between her legs.
A duvet between her legs and like her hip bones sticking out.
What is this photo?
She just is like being sexy and artsy. I'm kind of into Jules.
Really?
I don't know. I like that she...
Sonia.
I like that she's resurfaced as like a full-blown influencer.
Yeah. She's a Tulum girl.
Like you thought that Jules disappeared
when
in reality she was thriving and just like racking up followers with a new face.
Yeah. Wow. But she's like, she's in an Instagram level that's like not, it's not like so insane, but she's like.
But like, it still is like she
reinvented herself.
She reinvented herself.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Paul liked one of her pics, so they must be on good terms again. They buried the hatchet.
Yeah. Or maybe they were never fighting.
Maybe.
Wow.
Who is taking all these photos of Jules? Oh,
that pose.
Yeah. I love a beach pose.
Let's see. I'm on... Kat Marnell liked that photo. I'm on seeing if she posted anything about the election around that time. Nope.
I feel like Jules stays away from like voting.
Yeah, she posted this on election night. Oh no, she posted our planet will keep spinning, so maybe she's against Trump.
She's just like trying to be like a beacon of positivity.
Yeah,
and play golf.
Are we losing steam?
We've lost steam.
we just got
sucked into Jules. I mean, I follow her, so
I haven't followed her yet, so I might not.
She goes in between private and post. She got me with that
because
I was like, she probably does that a lot, and that's like a ploy to get followers, because when you're like private for a while but you have a lot of followers,
people are like,
more
what's
people
going on?
Like me, who are like, what's going on? I have to follow. And then you check, and then when they go public, you're like, ah! And then like follow.
Like when Julia Roberts went private for a second.
Oh my God.
Julia Roberts used to have the best Instagram ever. She would just post.
She posts like screenshots of a photo.
Google search and be like, regram.
Yeah.
But We also need to talk about Lindsay Lohan wellness check. Oh, yesterday,
Lindsay is unwell.
Yesterday at approximately 2:03 p.m., mm-hmm. I received an alert that Spencer Pratt screenshotted who is legit
chaser of Alex Jones,
hilarious on Twitter,
celebrity watchdog,
follow or screenshotted. I guess Taylor Swift, she released her new song last night, which
I kind of liked it.
I like it.
I played it today and I was like, eeling
this. I really like it.
I felt like she was like talking to me, like in the first verse.
Yeah.
Like she was like, has a bone to pick about Please Welcome to the Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like she's mad about that.
She's talking about her haters.
We've all been there.
If that's what she's talking about, then we're both.
We were both on blast.
Yeah.
But it's fine because I love the song.
And she's like, what did she say?
She's like, you need to calm down.
And she says,
you've never met me, but you have like an opinion.
Shade has never made anyone less gay.
Oh, yeah. Then she goes into like gay rights. It's a verse. It's to take aim at her haters and then to take aim at homophobes, which is like, okay, cool. Like, I love that you just put yourself on the level of like gay people that have experienced like prejudice.
I know. Have experienced online harassment.
I'm like, you're totally a psycho, but I love you for it.
I'm kind of into this messy era.
Mm-hmm.
But Taylor was doing a live feed about on Instagram, and Instagram was down for a few hours yesterday. So
okay,
I
thought it was.
I wonder if she had something to do with it. Taylor hacked Instagram. But Taylor's doing a live feed, and Spencer Pratt, he screenshotted it or someone sent it to him. Someone screenshotted Lindsay Lohan was commenting on Taylor Swift's live feed. And you know Taylor Swift's live feed, the comments are like...
Yeah.
Like she has like millions of people. Lindsay Lohan commented, it would be nice for you to respond. And she wrote, respond to me. And then she wrote, my mom was in Cats.
Lindsay's literally in Dubai or on a yacht somewhere.
Because Taylor's going to be in the new Cats movie.
Yeah.
Which sounds terrifying. And
that's a hard pass for me.
Me too. And they're doing like some weird like...
No one wants to see like a CGI Taylor Swift like being Cats.
And they're going to be... They're to scale. So they're like little.
Oh.
They're like teeny.
I like that. I do like that.
A teeny kitty?
Yeah. I do love a teeny human kitty.
Yeah.
Like a cat with a human face.
No. That scares me.
That looks like that reminds me like scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the Donald Sutherland one, where there's like a chihuahua with like a human face.
That's Taylor Swift in Cats.
But
my mom was in Cats.
It would be nice for you to respond. She started out by saying, my sister Aliana Lohan loves you.
And then she wanted a response to that.
Please respond. And she was like,
please respond.
It'd be nice if you responded.
It'd be nice to respond.
Yeah.
My
mom was in Cats.
Lindsay's just a fan at the end of the day.
She is.
Lindsay's one of us.
But she, wait, I'm going to get the exact.
It'd be nice to respond. My mom was in Cats.
She wrote, you should respond.
Oh, you should respond.
My mom was in Cats.
My sister Aliana loves you.
Please respond.
It was like, please clap. It's like Jeb.
Where's the applause?
Yeah. Where's the applause? Where's the laughter? But I love, if anyone's wondering how Lindsay's doing.
That's what's up.
My mom was in Cats. Dina Lohan was in a Merrick County. What's like a Long Island county, like a
Dina Lohan,
Suffolk County regional theater production of Cats,
in like a polyester
fuzzy
suit.
What's the cat's name? Griselda.
I've actually never seen Cats. I just know the one song. It's like memories, all alone in the moonlight, and I don't want any.
My mom one time,
so just like street cats.
They're like
sassy dance cats.
They're like kitties, and they worship a cat. And then like they have to, like,
they worship a cat.
There's like a cat named Jellicoe, the Jellicoe cats. Oh, oh, well, the cat so ever, magical Mr. Mistopheles. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, there's a cat so ever. Dun, dun. That's
I have never known.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles. There was like a commercial for it when I was a kid, and I was like, Mommy, what's cats? And my mom was like, I hate cats.
It's a divisive thing. You either love cats or you fucking hate cats.
My mom went, ugh, I hate cats. My mom was not a fan of cats, just so you all know. Dorothy O'Donnell was not a fan.
Someone correctly dragged me when I posted a photo of myself recently wearing like a fringe jacket. And they were like, you look like Cinto from Cats. And then I Googled it and I did.
Wow.
I'll have to post like a side by side.
That's a drag.
It was a real drag.
That's so specific.
It was specific and specifically correct.
Do you think Lindsay or do you think...
Do you think Lindsay tried out for Cats? Yeah. I feel like Lindsay self-tapes for like anything that gets announced and then just tells someone to send it off to the producer.
I think Lindsay like self-tapes for like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like,
I am Katniss!
I am auditioning for the role of Kat. They're like, Lindsay, Hunger Games came out in 2012. And she's like, what?
She doesn't know.
No! There's still another one. They split the last two into two movies.
There could be more.
There could be more.
It was very successful.
I make spin-off.
She loves
Katniss
like a reboot.
Old.
Yeah.
Katniss old.
Katniss old.
Katniss adult. It's just Katniss like doing things around the house.
Lindsay on like a green screen.
I am Katniss. Wait, did anyone reach out about the werewolf movie?
No.
We're going to have to watch
it. We have to watch it. We will watch
it. I'm so proud of the
Federation. I am so proud of the Federation. This is... My husband would have wanted.
My husband would be so proud of all we have achieved in the Federation.
This is me, Patricia.
I am Patricia Highsmith.
Literally just her. Literally Lindsay as herself, as Patricia.
Thank you so much for all of your support for the Federation. But now I must go. Take time to heal in private. I must take time to heal publicly. I need to ask for your respect for my privacy during this public time.
This is what my husband would have wanted.
My husband. She truly sounds like Marcos.
It would be nice of you to respond.
You should respond. My sister Aliana loves you. Like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, Taylor Swift does not give a shit.
Yeah,
if your sister
like,
does
stop,
like her.
Stop, Lindsay.
Aliana's probably like, eh.
Aliana's like, please don't
do it, Lindsay.
You know, Aliana's just like, ugh, like, yeah. Has to let Lindsay do whatever she wants.
Because she's like
helping her like record a song.
Yeah. Lindsay, could you just
today, like, will you just not be on Instagram?
No, don't do that.
I have to. She's going live. You love her. I got to say something.
She will know. She's watched Beach Club. I've invited her to the Beach Club. She will come now. I am still reeling from this third episode of High Society, which they go so fast.
They go so fast. The episodes are so short.
They're
20 minutes long.
They're literally 20 minutes.
Because it was on CW, so yeah. It was like a cut network. Yeah, cut with commercials. So the runtime is like 22 minutes. Oof,
they cut it down.
They just sliced and diced. So much was probably left on the cutting room floor.
Where we last left off, Casimir and Tinsley were fighting on the streets of Paris because Prince Casimir was not okay with the top half of his body being shown.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or he was like not happy with his side profile. He was not happy that Tinsley said like, I miss you when you're not around.
Yeah.
He thought like she was trying to instigate a fight.
Right.
Dale is on a mission to save Tinsley.
Dale is very skeptical of Prince Casimir and his family, and like, just she's like,
why is he so secretive?
He's so secretive. I just feel like he's so secretive. He's always running away. She is very worried that Prince Casimir will taint Tinsley's blood and her reputation as she's trying to
overcome this divorce,
reinvent herself in New York society.
Yeah. Tinsley begins the episode being like, everyone has an opinion about my life.
Everyone thinks about me at all times. Everyone always is talking about me.
Everyone, I'm the forefront of everyone's mind.
Yeah. I'm a household name and everyone and their children talk about me.
Tinsley also has like fully outfitted her live work space.
I know.
With all her antique furniture.
It's weird.
It's weird. The apartment feels like it gets no natural light.
No.
It's just like overhead neon lighting.
There's like one window.
There's one.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
To let like steam out.
It's very strange.
It's a weird place.
In the Midtown.
In the Midtown.
And Fanny, the housekeeper, arrives to clean. This whole episode, P.S., is just like people talking to the help.
Yeah. White people being dismissive of.
And like slow talking or like frantically explaining things to like service cleaner. Industry yeah. people.
People who are helping them.
Yeah.
Tinsley opens the door for Fanny, who was once the housekeeper of her and Topper, and she still is working with Topper and Tinsley, but Topper doesn't know that Fanny is cleaning Tinsley.
Yeah, and
so
Tinsley,
we're getting like the vibe that maybe Tinsley's using Fanny as like
to get intel yeah. on Topper. And Tinsley's like, I love Fanny because she really like allows me a connection to my past.
A literal human being.
Mm-hmm.
She's treating like is like
Google.
An heirloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a Q&A with Fanny where she like grills her about Topper's comings and goings to yeah. see if he's sleeping at home or if any yeah. girls
is
are
he there
over
a lot.
And then Fanny is like visibly uncomfortable.
And she clearly is like knows more than she's saying. But
yeah,
she's
and she's
afraid.
Not going to say it on
yeah.
camera.
She's like, she just says yes.
Yeah, she's like, he's sleeping at home. No yeah. one's there.
No one's there. You're good.
Lying straight
up
to Tinsley's
lying.
Face.
Tinsley's like, ha, good. He's allowed to. I mean, it's fine, but good.
Good. And then she walks over and she goes, well, here's a mop.
She opens a door in this like vast
closet
space. And there's like a little bucket with like some rags on the way on the ground. Tinsley goes, okay, well, here's a mop. And thank you so much, Fanny. And walks away. Fanny's like, cool. To clean this fucking asshole's
face. Clean this like Facebook. This like tech.
Yeah.
Space.
This weird bizarre space for this woman.
Yeah. This random woman.
Yeah. Okay, here's my...
Never asked me a question about my life once ever.
No, has never asked me a personal question in our entire existence of being working friends.
Here's a mop. So thank you so much.
And a bucket. Thank you so much, Fanny.
Thank you so much, Fanny.
Yeah, it's really like with Tinsley, I've noticed like with Jules, she straight up like throws things at people and yeah. is like scary and terrible.
Demands and like curses.
Tinsley's more like... She's like, okay, yeah, thank you so much. No, don't do that. No, which I almost think is just as bad.
It's just as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disguise. I mean, I love Tinsley, but
like, I love it, but it's like, no one is ever, you're never going to come off good when you're filming with
yeah.
like the people that clean your house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like,
it's just not like,
they're probably like, I don't fucking want to be on the show. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even Bethany did that with, like, her housekeeper this year on Roni or this season.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and her
this
driver.
Is uncomfortable. Yeah.
She's, like, talking to her driver about, like, personal things.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, they have to pretend
yeah.
to like you.
Yeah.
And, like, have to be... They can't, like, authentically be themselves in yeah. the situation. You're their boss. I don't know.
So they have, like, an uncomfortable... It's really weird. It's also weird that, like...
Like, that's a scene where a housekeeper came over and you told her, like, to get to work.
But also, the whole scene was just so she can say she's a connection to Topper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a housekeeper.
Yeah. If that's your only connection to your ex, it's time
Seek
to
health.
Cut the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's 1:31 in the afternoon and mm-hmm. Jules' alarm is going
yeah.
off.
Jules goes, there's not a lot going on in the apartment during the day. It's basically just like I sleep through the morning, I get room service, and then I go on my laptop.
Yeah.
And go online. And then that's it. That's all we see.
That's all we see.
Well, no, we do see her yelling at.
She wakes up and then immediately starts like calls
the front
someone
desk.
To come up and then yells at him because no one has picked up her like 20 trays of room service
and like champagne glasses
and no one has like come to like clean the room and she yeah. said call like 3 fucking times.
Yeah, she's like it would have been nice to wake up not to this fucking mess. And there's like they clearly had like a rager the night before.
Yeah.
And like she made the mess.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? This is unacceptable.
So like, can someone like fucking like, come and clean this up? Like, I don't get it. I've called like 3 times.
She's like, I've noticed. She's like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's like not cool. And I would have appreciated waking up with like just like a clean apartment. So like, can someone fucking do it? And he's like, yes, Miss Kirby.
We'll see what's
and
wrong.
She's like, thank you.
Thank you. And then kind of like smiles to herself, like yeah. sitting in the middle of the couch.
And it's with like undercover cameras. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Like that's literally how she talks to them when she doesn't think the cameras are on her. Really, really, really dark.
It's dark.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Paul and his new crush, Tommy, have a date at the gym.
Tommy has like meat tower.
Tommy is a very sexy guy who we've done a wellness check on. He's like a full blown insta-gay in like a gay Instagram relationship.
He's like a gay couple, Instagram power couple. I think his husband works at ABC News as like an anchor or something. So
that feels right.
And he's just like
hot.
He's just hot. And they branded their relationship.
Perfect.
Great.
Paul has clearly never worked out.
So Paul and him didn't end up together.
Paul and him don't end up together. Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
in
alert.
In case you were rooting for this couple.
Paul walks in. It's in Tribeca. It's called like Tribeca.
Signs him in as a guest.
Yeah.
To the gym. Mm-hmm. And then they proceed to have like just like a flirty workout sesh.
They go on the treadmill.
And Paul almost falls off the treadmill.
He's wearing like cute shoes with like tall knee socks. And he has great legs.
He's in good shape. Yeah.
He's just like, you can
tell. He's just like a skinny guy who like probably just working out is not his number one priority.
But then he's like, at one point he's like, one thing I can say is I have good legs. And you see him on the bar, the ballet bar. He's like, from years of swimming and ballet and rowing. And you see him do a pirouette.
That's literally me trying to flirt with someone, right? Is Paul at the gym. He gets like in a chest press position. Yeah. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then like,
what? So random.
This is crazy. He's like, so, Jhené, yeah. Trying to work out.
He's like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then at one point, and Tommy's just like,
Tommy's
he's
just
awkward.
Like laughing, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, Paul, you have to take this seriously.
And then Tommy takes his shirt off and Paul literally squeals.
He goes,
ah! He goes, oh! Yeah.
And we were both like, that's us.
Fully us.
He was like, and then they like, for some reason, he has his shirt off, but it's a good reason, and they start boxing.
They box.
And then Paul sits on a medicine, like a bouncy ball.
Just to sit on a medicine ball to do ball. Like a sit up, and then just falls off of it.
And he's like,
he's like, oh my God. Yeah. Like always rolling around.
And it clearly worked on Tommy.
Yeah, like they date.
Tommy was like totally into his.
I love his Paul's game. Like at the gym. Mm-hmm. I love like, let's go to the gym for a date is a psychotic move. Mm-hmm. Like I would never.
That's like when I moved to LA and someone like a friend date was like, oh, we should go on a hike.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I didn't like, understand that hikes just meant walks. Yeah. Like I thought it was like you want to climb a mountain.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not ready for this.
No, thanks.
Now I'm like, let's do it.
Let's get outside, get some fresh air. Yeah. How about it? Let's go on a hike and get a
let's
smoothie
go to Runyon.
I'll see you there. Let's meet at the base of Runyon.
Yeah.
Fuller entrance. I'll see you there.
Alta Vista.
It's going to be fucking crazy. How about Alta Vista?
It's going to be a wild ride up
it's
to the
gonna
top.
It's going to be wild. Bring your water.
Bring your water and like have some combo.
Yeah.
Have some dish to share.
Mm-hmm. Because
we're gonna spill some tea.
And get ready to take a selfie at the peak.
Mm-hmm.
Overlooking LA. Yeah. God, Runyon is fucking crazy.
I love it. And there's dogs everywhere and hot guys. It's fucking great.
And like some celebs.
Yeah. Like one time I saw like fucking like that guy from like Teen Wolf.
Mm, sexy.
Yeah.
One time I saw Amber Rose.
Really?
It was wild. Yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was cool. It was a real Runyon moment.
I love her.
I
interviewed her once. Humble brag. I interviewed her. I was doing a red carpet and I interviewed her at the VMAs and she
Chic.
Stopped because the magazine I worked for, she was like, I had been on the cover.
Was she with Wiz at the time?
No, this was like.
Was she with Kanye?
She was 2016.
She was post Wiz and Kanye.
But she came up and she was, and I said, I'm from Philly. And she crossed her arms, cocked her head back, and lowered her sunglasses and went, she went, really?
Love that.
And then I was like, well, like the suburbs. And she was like, oh, so not like real. It was, she was fun.
Oh, I love that.
She was like,
two Phillies.
Yeah. It was fun.
Two Philly broads.
But she was great.
She's wonderful. Yeah, working out is not something that I would do on a date.
No. But Paul...
But Paul does it, and
he's gonna try
really
everything.
Kills it.
He really believes in this guy.
He likes Tommy a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we meet Devorah Rose, the sexy social.
Oh, my God. Devorah Rose is the editor of Social Life magazine, and I think she used to edit a magazine in the Hamptons as well. So she's... Basically, Devorah Rose is like... I've done some research on her in the over years because she was also on NYC Prep, which is great. And Devorah
she was
Rose,
friends with like all those kids or PJC.
She was PJ.
Or no, PJ.
PC Peterson.
PC Peterson.
PC Peterson was PAing on a photo shoot, I think, for Social Life magazine. And
okay.
Devorah was on
She's
set.
Like, I'll show you
and
the
she
ropes.
Was like. Teasing him, and there's a gay guy that was hitting on him.
Love that.
But Devorah Rose is from Venezuela, and she and her mother moved to Boston, and then Devorah Rose like just worked her way into the Hamptons inner circle and eventually to the Manhattans inner circle. And she's like become legit. Like we were just saying, Angelina Jolie was on her cover last year.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman was on this year.
So she's really doing it. Like, yeah. I was like, eye roll at your magazine, but yeah, the magazine's legit.
She also has a new face.
Wait, what's her Insta?
Devorah Rose.
Oh, chic.
So Devorah Rose, but she's sort of like this...
At what point do you get a new face? I guess when you're like 35.
Yeah.
Like now would be the time for me to get like a fully new face.
But you don't...
I don't need one, but need like that. If I was going yeah. to get one, I would probably get one now.
I think 35, or in Jules's case, like it's an emergency.
Yeah.
She has to get it younger because she has to go into...
When you that's a go disguise. On a racist tirade yeah. on a reality show, your only recourse is to get a fully new face.
I wonder about like I used to wonder like, is Casey Anthony going to get a new face?
I think that she thinks that she's fine with the face that she has because she was not guilty, in quotes.
Also, Amanda Knox.
Amanda Knox.
Maybe bonus.
We'll talk about it. Okay. We have a lot to talk about in the bonus, yeah. including Housewives of New York.
Yeah,
we have opinions, honey. And I have there's stuff to talk about with Tinsley.
We have fucking opinions, honey.
We have
honey.
Fucking opinions. But for now, we're going to focus on Devorah Rose. And so, I said... Devorah is wearing truly the ugliest outfit I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen something like it. She's wearing like a...
She's wearing a mini dress with a capri legging and then those like YSL heels that everyone had back in the day for yeah. a while. And honestly, I told Carrie this and I stand by it. I don't trust anyone that wears a capri legging with a no. heel. That's actually offensive. And a sign of a true wildebeest. You cannot do that.
It was a frightening outfit. And
it's what frightening.
Her top was like, is like medieval. Like,
yeah, it was like a boho, then Lohan on the bottom.
It looked like a book sock.
Like, remember when Lindsay wore leggings and yeah. had her legging line?
Mm-hmm.
6126.
Right.
That's like, she was the originator of that style.
Yeah.
Thus, it became the red flag style.
Yeah. Devorah is a red flag. She walks into her... She somehow has this, like, amazing...
Devorah
like,
does have a whole new face.
Penthouse studio where she operates the magazine out of. And there's, like, a media room.
Yeah.
And she walks in going, our newest issue, it has to be sick. I want it to offend people. She just keeps saying, it's going to be offensive.
It like, literally looks like the least offensive magazine in the history of magazines.
Yeah. So Devorah's whole thing... Then we have like Paul and Jules have a shared enemy, which is Devorah. They both hate Devorah. So
everyone hates Devorah.
Yeah, all the like
just
real,
to varying degrees.
Yeah, all these like the people who consider themselves like true socialites.
Yeah.
Paul's like, what does Paul say about her? Oh,
he says Devorah Rose is what you would call a total trollop.
He's like, she somehow wormed her way into like
the scene.
And then Jules is like, Devorah is giving a bad name to the word socialite, and she's like making it a negative. It's like, oh, fuck you.
It's like, oh, Jules, you've done a lot for socialites everywhere.
I know, but I love
as
like,
opposed to like you yeah. on racist tirades, like screaming and abusing like people of color.
Yeah. Also, just Jules, I love her being like standing up for socialites everywhere.
Yeah. Against, but like boredly.
Yeah.
She is a vile, vile, vile thing.
And then Devorah accurately says Jules Kirby is a racist, homophobic, ignorant person, and I would rather swim in vomit than sit next to her.
So, hey, I agree with that.
That's yeah. one thing I agree with Devorah
100%.
On. Yeah. No one else has said that.
No one else has said that
Jules has done all the...
Well, because everyone else is like oddly complicit in yeah. Jules's behavior. It's very weird.
But Devorah Rose also, her big thing is the reason that she's on the show is because she has a beef with Tinsley, because her claim is that she was friends, really good friends with Tinsley. She used to confide in her over text, and she put her on the cover of Social Life, and she
helped Tinsley reinvent herself as sexy.
And change her hair.
She
always says change her hair.
Yeah.
And be less insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Which
TBD, it seems like Tinsley's pretty insecure.
Yeah.
She just like fleeced a maid for yeah. info about her ex-husband.
Yeah. So she's like, and then she disappeared. I just haven't heard from her. So she's really pissed and she's coming at Tinsley hard.
Yeah. She wants justice and friendship from Tinsley and she's going to get neither.
And you see Tinsley in her interview goes, I'm sorry to be mean, but like, she's just not one of my friends. Like, she's just one of,
she's one of those girls that's just like, I don't know her. Yeah. Like, she's trying to pull like an I don't know her.
Yeah.
And we never talked.
I don't need any new friends. I already have my friends. And I'm sorry, but Devorah just doesn't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So Devorah is like, I'm going to show New York who Tinsley really is. Mm-hmm. And like, she has a plan to like ruin Tinsley's come up.
Hatching a full blown plan to expose Tinsley
and stop her comeback.
Yeah.
And like, and you're like,
so you're like, we do you have a magazine to edit?
We were quoting her and you were like,
okay, Devorah.
Okay.
Cool,
Devorah.
Good luck
with that. Good luck, sweetie.
With that and your magazine.
Yeah. Good luck with your magazine, sweetie.
Yeah. Because I didn't realize like what social life is. I mean, I never hear about it. No one ever cares nor deigns to like speak of it.
It's safe to say you don't have a subscription to Social Life magazine.
100% accurate.
Their circulation does not come to this address.
The rumors are not true. I don't subscribe to Social Life magazine. So please stop saying that I do.
And it's like they show the inside story on the cover issue for Tinsley's magazine, and it says like Tinsley Mortimer, and in quotations it says, "Admit it, you're jealous."
I'm like, is this just Devorah who writes the entire copy of the magazine? This is what she does every day.
Yeah.
She writes a magazine. She has a zine.
Yeah. It's a
zine.
She's a self-made zener.
She's just like a zine lady.
So there's going to be drama brewing between DVR.
DVR, who gets exposed later on in the show for like having a different identity.
Yeah,
but we'll get to that.
We'll
cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Yeah, there's much to be desired with Devorah Rose saga.
Tinsley is painting or having one of her bedrooms painted and invites her mom over.
First we see Tinsley in her heels and her boots vacuuming the wood in her floor. And she's like, mother's coming over. So I have to get the place in tip-top
shape. Just to get the place ready.
Because whenever Dale comes over to the Midtown.
Yeah, all the way to the Midtown.
You know, I expect those, she probably goes, I expect those wood floors to be polished, like, unlike last time I came.
Yeah.
So Tinsley's like, in her like heels and her jeans, like.
She's stressed. Trying to figure out how a vacuum works.
Fanny?
Fanny, you're not here.
She's not here today. She's at Topper's. On Tuesdays and Thursdays. Oh my God. And at one point she just makes the sound of the vacuum instead of actually turning it on. She goes,
why isn't this sucking anything up?
And the cord is like 4 feet away from the outlet.
Yeah. She's like, that'll have to do.
And she goes, and then at one point,
she just blows all this.
At one point, no one's looking. She leans down on the floor, and there's some crumbs, and no one's looking, and she just goes, oh. And she puts her mouth up to the floor and goes, I'm done.
You sucked crumbs off the floor?
I sucked crumbs off my bed, but I was too lazy to
do anything about it. You gotta do what you gotta do in this world.
That's what Tinsley did.
I love it.
And then she realized the plug was undone. And then as Dale was walking in, Tinsley got up and was like, oh, hi, Mother.
Hi, Mother.
Hi. And when Mother comes, Dabney and Tinsley line up like
straight
this.
Straight like soldiers.
And Dale goes, there they are, my little tin men.
My girls.
My girls. My little soldiers.
My little soldiers of Christ.
My little soldiers are the antebellum. My daughters are the revolution. And they go, hello, Mother. And she goes, tip top, march. And then she makes them march. And she
goes, do your marches.
Yeah.
And then she
sits down with a martini, mm-hmm, with her little like dress on and her heels. She sits down in the chair and she goes, and one and two and yes, march, 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 yes. One, two. One, two. And they march around the room in circles, Tinsley and Dabney. And Tinsley goes, Mommy, I have to pee. And she goes, hold it in. And Dabney's like, Mommy, I'm going to faint. I need some food.
Stand up straight.
Stand up straight, Dabney. you'll get your food after your marches. And she goes, one, two, one, two, swinging her little foot.
And they march for 25 minutes.
They march for 4 hours.
They march back and forth and back and forth.
And Dale's just sipping her. She's had like 12 martinis by the time they're done. She's like, all right, girls, it's time to go out onto the Midtown.
Now you can get your dinner in the Midtown.
And they're like, Mom, are you going to come? And she's like, no, girls, I'm going to stay here because I can't move right now. To be very honest, I can't even see you right now.
I'm in blackout.
I am in a blackout.
Go get Mother a pillow.
Yeah. And then she passes.
Sing Mother to sleep. They sing her to sleep then on the couch. They have to like sing her the nursery glory, rhyme.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And then Dale just falls asleep. And she was waving an invisible flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dale and then Tinsley and Dabney go, and they just turn the light off and lock her inside. And then Dale just passes out for like 15 hours.
And dreams of the Civil War.
And dreams of a time that she feels a better time.
She's like, my two Confederate soldier girls.
Yeah. That's right. My two ladies of the revolution.
March.
March.
They have like one, sometimes one of them has like a little tin drum and beats it.
And Tinsley's like, Mom, I'm not wearing my other heel. And she's like, I don't
care. Tippy toes.
So then you see Tinsley walking with one foot in the heel and one foot in her tippy toes.
And this is what they do every time.
Yeah. And then Dabney's like, Tinsley's like, oh, I'm sick of this. And Dabney shoves her and goes, come on.
Shut up. Do it for mother.
You have to march.
You have to do this for mother.
I'm not gonna lag behind because of you, Tinsley. Okay, Dabney, stop being so mean to me.
I won't let you drag me down anymore. Won't
drive me fucking down anymore. Dale thinks
like a whole orchestra is there. Yeah, she's like she's conducting. She's singing out loud.
Yeah, and she poses.
She goes, why I do declare.
Well, I do declare, dears. And then she like makes them like.
She kind of mutters to herself and makes herself laugh a lot.
Ha. She goes, ha. Ha. And then she walks over to like the corner of the room and she goes, did you see it? I see the cannons. I see the bombs over the battlefields. I see it all. The glory of the Confederate. And then Tinsley and Dabney are like...
They're like, she's almost... Yeah, she's... almost time for her to go down.
Yeah, she's like...
She's getting there.
I saw it and I feel it in my bones. We will rise again to the south. And Richmond will be the capital once more.
They're like, good night, Mother.
Good night, Mother. And she's like, okay.
So Dale comes over and hates the blue paint of Tinsley's room.
She's also wearing like a dress.
She's wearing like a full blown outfit in the middle of the day. She's wearing like a couture skirt suit.
Dale, by the way,
dresses impeccably.
Stunning.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Her hair is perfect.
She's a gorgeous Madonna arms woman. Yeah.
She's just amazing. So she comes in. But not amazing in this moment, because she comes into Tinsley's room, and there's a
painter who's just
doing
painted,
his job.
He's painted probably three quarters of the room. Yeah. He's been there all day painting the room, just like Tinsley wanted. And Dale goes, oh, no. Oh, this blue will not do.
Tinsley?
The blue is a no. Tinsley, no.
Tell him to stop, Tinsley.
Tell him to stop.
Tell him to stop. And she went, I'm... And Tinsley's like, I'm sorry, can you just not do that?
She like kind of reaches out towards him.
And then Dale's
and like makes a motion.
And then Dale's like, I'm sorry. I don't like the paint.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. I
can't do blue.
I'm sorry. I just don't like blue.
And then Tinsley goes to this painter. She goes, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. She just doesn't like the paint.
Yeah.
Like as if he thought it was like his fault.
He's like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, he's like, I fucking hate this.
So Tinsley and Dale are like,
Dale just can like intervene, and like shut down a paint.
Yeah, but
I love her daughter's apartment.
I just didn't like the paint. Like he's deaf. I didn't like
the paint.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Tinsley.
She doesn't like the paint.
Tinsley, tell him to stop. Tinsley.
Tinsley, make him stop.
Tinsley, make him stop paint.
Like she
it's
can't,
an emergency. Like
she can't.
She's right there. You can say like, please, can you just stop?
I don't want to talk to him.
But you Tinsley, can you make him stop.
You're hipper.
Make him stop.
You're younger. You can, yeah.
Tinsley, so make him stop.
Tinsley and Dale like have a glass of wine, and Tinsley's like, I'm going to a huge black tie event that night, and I'm going, and she's and Dale's like, oh, can I come?
Yeah.
Well, Tinsley, can I? Could you bring your mother?
Could you bring your mother as your plus one?
And Tinsley's like, no, I already have a friend coming.
And then, she goes, well, who is that?
Who's the friend, Tinsley?
And Tinsley's like, Mom, I'm going to have ask you to leave. Like, Tinsley's like so
clearly,
bad
it's like it's
fucking Casimir.
Prince Casimir. Yeah.
And Dale goes, And so Dale's like, all right, Tinsley, well, I will see you tomorrow. And then she goes outside, and in the hallway, you see her get on her phone, and she goes.
She gets on the phone, stands in front of a mirror, which this is like a move that I do a lot when I'm at home, is I'll call someone while I look at myself in the mirror, which is what Dale does.
Yeah.
And she goes, hello, DJ.
PJ.
PJ.
It's like her gay.
I'm going to need you to get me a dress for tonight. A fabulous dress.
I need it fast, PJ. Get on it now. Fast. It's in a few hours.
In a few hours, you must get me a dress.
You must whip up a dress and immediately. So it's like...
Dale's going to go crash the black tie.
Yeah, Dale's going to go fucking...
She goes, when I saw Tinsley's, the terror in her face, I knew that I needed to go to the event.
I needed to help Tinsley. I needed to rescue my daughter. So
what does she want with this prince?
If it's who I think her plus one is, then I have a lot of saving to do.
Yeah.
So you see Dale walk off into the night, and then we cut to the black tie charity event.
Which clearly no one can say what the name of the charity is.
The step and repeat is blurred out.
It's completely blurred out. It's just billed as a quote black tie charity event.
Yeah. At a hotel in the Midtown.
Yeah, in the Midtown. And Tinsley is there. On the step and repeat,
wearing
in her Marquesa dress that she loves so much, and her YSL heels that she's obsessed with lately.
And everyone's like, you know, everyone's talking to her. Everyone's asking her about her new. Who's this new man? I heard.
Who's her new fiance? Someone asks.
She's like,
it's not. It's not a fiance, but like, it's
Topper can date. Topper's allowed to date.
He's totally allowed to date. Yeah. I can date too.
And then Tinsley's like, I'm really excited to have. And then Casimir comes and he looks
fucking hot.
He looks really hot.
We're into Casimir now.
He's like 6'5".
We've gone a full 180. Yeah. I'm like a Kaz head. A Kazi head. Yeah.
I get it.
So I'm crazy for Kazi.
He looks amazing. They kiss. They actually look like they like each other.
Yeah. He's handsome. She's beautiful. She goes, do you like my bean?
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
You're gorgeous.
You look gorgeous.
And then he's like, I'll let you do your thing.
Kind of looks like Mr. Big. And she's like Carrie Bradshaw. That's the vibe that they get.
Yeah. He does look very noth. Tinsley's like, I need to go work the room a little, and I don't want you to be with me. And he's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it anyway. So they have like a chill relationship. And he's like, I'm going to go. I'll let you do your thing.
Yeah.
Tinsley's like, isn't that great? And then. Out of the shadows.
Emerges.
Dale.
Looking stunning in a like bright magenta dress. Yeah. Is like. Incredible body.
Showstopper.
Who is she?
Amazing. Like.
Satin kind of straps,
and she just looks amazing. And she goes, "Hi, Tinsley." She just shows up, and Tinsley goes, and Tinsley's acting is so bad. She's like, "Mom, hi,
wow, it's weird to see you here.
Weird to see you here after I told you not to come." And they like kiss each other. And she's like, "Mom, what are you doing here?" She's like. I thought I'd come join you, Tinsley.
You said you had a plus. You didn't have a plus one, so I thought that I would be your plus one. Why not bring your mother to the event?
And she's like, "Mom, I do have." Oh, she said I didn't.
She
have
said
a plus
she one. Didn't have a plus one, so that's why Dale crashed. Yeah. And then
she's like, "Mom, there's not enough."
Dale called her blush
because I
or
do.
Bluff
or blush
or blush.
She goes. I do actually have a plus one. My friend is here with me. And she's like, oh, well, who's your friend? And she's like, Mom, I can't do this right now. I have to go.
And Dale cuts to Dale in her talking head. And she's like, when I saw Tinsley's terrified look, I knew that it was Casimir who had come to the party.
Yeah.
And I decided I needed to talk to him.
Is that the line where she goes, when she left me at the bottom of the stairs?
No, that was like later.
Yeah.
That was so later, first, I think.
So first
Dale is
sits
like,
down.
Good. And so instead of leaving, Dale then wanders into the grand ballroom and sits down at the table.
Tinsley's pretending to ignore her.
Yeah.
Tinsley
looks must have been crazy awkward. Like,
yeah.
They're at a charity event with a camera crew in tow sitting at a table.
It's her mother.
Just having shenanigans.
Yeah.
With all these people who probably have paid like $5,000 minimum per plate to be there.
Tinsley looks mortified. And Dale, but I gotta hand it to Dale.
Dale just stares at Tinsley.
She just stares. And then she goes, out of the corner, from the darkness,
As I looked to my right, into the darkness beyond.
Into the darkness beyond, I saw him, Prince Casimir. He comes out, he sees Dale, and he just books.
Yeah.
He's like, nope.
And then a chase ensues. She chases him all around the gala.
There's this amazing montage where it's just Dale and all, like, walking in different places. She's like, I went up the stairs. I searched down the corridors. I looked to the lobby. And she's like, and still, I couldn't find him.
Dale has gone. This episode just becomes Dale's storytelling hour.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, where you're just like on the hunt with her, hanging on her every word.
And you wish every episode was like this.
Yeah.
So then Dale finally finds him.
Down the alleyway, into a bathroom, he disappeared. Where could he have been?
Where could he have been? And then he surfaces, and then she goes, I caught sighting of him, and he went into the kitchen of the hotel.
And then Tinsley went in there.
And then Tinsley went into the kitchen of the hotel.
And I knew that is where I could find him.
So you see Dale go in and she goes, Casimir!
Tinsley comes out and she goes, Mom, no, no, no. And Dale barges on.
Into the room.
Into the kitchen to confront Casimir. She goes, Casimir!
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 She goes, Casimir! I have some things to say to you. And then he goes in and he disappears.
He leaves.
And then
he runs out past her. He's also being chased by a camera crew while Dale is on the hunt for him. And he's like palming away cameras. Yeah,
literally shoving his hand in the cameras. And Dale and Tinsley are out in the hallway. And Tinsley goes, oh my God. Oh my God. Mom.
This is an event.
This is an event. Oh my,
oh my God.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this is happening. Mom, you have to go. Mom, you have to go. And she just goes and she charges up the stairs.
Yeah.
Running away, and
Tinsley runs away.
And Dale goes, when I saw my daughter, who ran away from her mother, who she's always loved, standing at the bottom of the stairs, all dressed up in a pretty dress. Ready to go to the party. I just knew it had to be the prince.
And she's wiping tears away with the hem of her beautiful gown.
In the middle of a lobby. She's crouching down.
Grabs the hem of her gown and uses it to just daintily
She stays
wipe.
At the event.
She stays. Also, there's one point where Tinsley's like telling her to leave. And she goes, you need to leave. Please leave. Please leave. She goes, your dress is amazing, by the way. But I still need to leave.
That's like so Tinsley.
Because Dale did look incredible. Yeah. She should have been allowed to stay because that dress was a true statement.
But that's why you know Tinsley's a real one, though.
Yeah.
Because she's like,
she'll tell you when you look great, but she'll also tell you to get the fuck out of the event.
Mom, get the fuck out of this. By the way, you look fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then
I need you to go.
But I need you to go.
So Tinsley's horrified. She's, I believe, genuinely upset and
she's
horrified
so upset.
In this moment. Her horror makes me feel horrified, even though it's like not a big deal.
It's embarrassing. It's like
it's
your
really,
parent.
Yeah, it is.
It's like your mom coming to like,
you're getting grounded.
Yeah.
Like,
or
in
like
public.
You're at a party and your parents are like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
It's
they
like
want to talk to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
This is an event.
Mom.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Mom. I was going to do ASMR.
Yeah, do ASMR.
This is Dale.
Do ASMR Dale.
That quote, which I've loved for years, she goes, when I saw Tinsley charging up those stairs, leaving her mother, who she's always loved and always been close with, at the bottom of the stairs, all dressed up in a pretty, pretty dress, waiting to go to the party, I just knew it had to be the prince. Thank you. I just knew
It had to be the prince.
I just knew.
God, I just want Dale to have her own spinoff.
He and she, please have
she
her own
She should be on
spin-off.
The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Why not have like a 70-year-old?
Yeah.
Ramona's almost 70.
I know. Grandma Singer over here. I'm ready for Dale to have a full... Yeah. She needs a spotlight on her. She is an untapped resource.
She's a hot spring of... She's like the fountain of youth.
Can't she just have her own show? Like, couldn't they call it like Ladies Who Lunch?
So, we're leaving off on a very treacherous note.
Yeah, what possibly will happen next?
Will Tinsley and Dale reunite?
Will Dale be able to save Tinsley?
Will Devorah's plan of revenge actually happen?
They're all going to the opera next episode.
Yeah, so shit's about to go down.
An iconic snub takes place.
Yeah. Devorah Rose is...
Like, what is she?
She
is... Who is she?
Who is Devorah Rose? If anyone has any...
Good Devorah Rose.
Yeah, like, share it with us. Let us know.
Share it with us.
Anyone has any stories?
If you are a patron... On Patreon, you get access to weekly bonus episodes, which we're about to do one right now. So sign up for that.
And also, again, please don't troll people on behalf of what we're talking about.
Yeah, please don't harass anyone on Instagram.
We should. It's like it's sort of like observing. Like we have to let life found a way.
Yeah,
like Jurassic Park.
We're not going to troll anyone and cyberbully anyone.
No.
But you can talk about it amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about
it. We're not going to be like
openly trolling. Yeah,
that's just not how it's done.
It's not how it's done.
It's not how
it's done.
Listen
to Taylor's new song and you'll learn.
Listen, yeah. What's the name of the
song? You need to calm down.
Yeah. Taylor openly addressing Carrie and I. And then all the homophobes. Carrie, me, and Jules.
Jules Kirby and us.
This song's for you, Jules.
This song's for you, Jules, darling. Please welcome to the stage.
Please welcome to the stage, iconically racist, Jules Kirby.
Jules, darling, Kirby.
Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you so much for
always.
Having me.
Follow Carrie on Instagram at
ecario.
And
we'll
live
laugh, love.
Look
forward to next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.